one of the artists to respond most clearly to Darwinian theory is the Belgian painter and printmaker Félicien Rops.
Rops subtitled these playful, sexually explicit etchings Les Darwinique, and they're clearly a very personal response to Darwin's writings. Jane Munro.
Around 1879, he wrote in a little notebook that he'd come across an old volume, presumably Origin or Descent, produced by what he called a savant clerk of the country of Grande Britain by the name of Darwin, which he said gave him an horrific dream. And if you like, it's this horrific dream, I think very wittily, played out in this series of three etchings.
The first image shows a remarkable hybrid being, part bird, part fish, part woman. Rops himself described her as a freshwater siren with a swan's head, and she alludes perhaps to Darwin's theory that all humans are derived from a marine organism. But it's the next picture that perhaps most catches the eye. It reflects Darwin's idea that before the two separate sexes evolved, there were creatures who combined the characteristics of both sexes.
Here we see this rather extraordinary creature with this very beady eye, composed of a phallus, a vagina, a breast, engaging with a human female in the pleasures of sexual selection or as a result of sexual selection.
And the third Darwinique?
It shows an ape presenting to a woman who's sprawled languidly on a divan or a couch, what Rops called the most civilized homage of refined gallantry, as a way of proving to her that he was the true ancestor of man.